I have to go to Leviathan, so we'll have to head sure early, about 12:20, okay? Now, tomorrow there's a rally, so we have to give early shear. So we'll have shear tomorrow from 10 to 11, okay? I think that should be enough time to get there by 11. There are some ways, Yeah, I think that should be more than enough time. Okay. Let's begin. We left off on Thursday with what? We left off with Shemitah Ksachim, okay? So let's finish that up, and then we got to go to Prusbel, Halacha Lamaisa, okay? Where we left off was, what types of financial transactions lend themselves to Shemitah, okay? And the Mishnah says in Masechta Shviz as follows. It says, Hakafas Sachanus Eina Mishametis Vim Asa Milva Arezem Mishamet. If you buy food from a store on credit, and you owe the store credit, what's the deal? Shemitah comes. Does that cancel the requirement to pay? The Mishnah says, the Feirish Eina Mishametis. The requirement to pay the store remains intact. If you make it into a loan, then it does cancel the loan. Okay? What does it mean to make something into a loan? That's called zikifas halvah. That's called converting this notion into a loan. Converting it into a notion. A notion of zikifas halvah. Meaning this wasn't a loan. How do you convert it? There are two ways, says the Ramah. Okay? The Ramah is in Choshen Mishput, Simon Samachtayin, Samach Zayin, Sifyut Dalu. Number one is from the Mordechai. Very, very interesting. Number one is from the Rosh, rather. Your Koveya Lozman. Meaning, the storekeeper calls up and says, listen, I'm giving you 2 months. I'm giving you a month. Once he's Koveya Lozman to pay, then it's converted into a loan. Okay? And therefore, Shemitah could cancel it. One is Pius Mai. Two, the Roman writes, very interestingly is if you make a cheshbon. If you make a cheshbon, meaning you summarize all the debts, that automatically, conceptually converts it into a loan. Meaning you summarize how much you're owed. That seems like even unilateral, it seems. You don't even necessarily talk to the guy. You make the whole cheshbon in your own notebook how much the guy owes you. That also converts into a loan. So that what we could call is seeking as a cheshbon. That seems even unilateral. Meaning to say you don't have to even talk to the guy that owes you the money. So that's what's very, very interesting when you talk about Shemitah's result. Okay? Because if your old money is a salary, I don't know, let's say a lot of guys are paid monthly, right? Let's say Rosh Hashanah is going to be in the middle of the month. I mean, I would say theoretically it's a salary, it's not a loan, so it wouldn't cancel it. On the other hand, maybe because you're monthly paid, maybe that's automatically a zikifas halvah. And maybe it'll be a loan. So maybe a guy should write up a prusbel. Something to think about. Okay. Nonetheless, there is a machloikis I want you to get, very important, as to whether what this is limited to a loan, or does it apply to anything, any chov. Meaning, let's say you borrow something from someone. Is that what? Is that canceled? Okay? Basically, the shita is it dafka loan? That's the shita we'll call of the Rambam, the Perusha Mishnah, and the Bach. We'll say the Rambam and the Bach say dafka. How long? Or do you assume like the Beis Yosef, Afilu Derech Mecher? Let's say that would be sale or borrowing, Shela. Let's say Shela, borrowing as well. Derech Mecher, Derech Shela. What would be the din in that case? You borrowed something from someone. Is that also going to be what? Canceled. So the Beis Yosef, Paskins, Lahalacha. And this is very interestingly, okay? We assume like any chov is canceled. We assume like the second approach Ladina in the Shulchan Aruch. Any chov is canceled. Any chov. Even something that's borrowed. It's going to be what? It's going to be considered to be canceled. So the question is on the Mechaber, why is HaKofes HaKomis Eino Mishamet? Stored credit. Why is HaKofes HaKanut Eino Mishamet? What would you say? The score is because HaKofes HaKanut is like 10-year loan. You were Koveh's man. So if you were Koveh's man, we assume that it's not going to be paid to a certain amount of time, and therefore we assume halacha l'maisa, okay? Therefore we assume halacha l'maisa that hakafas achanus is like eser shanim. Remember we learned on Thursday at 10-year long, the way we paskin, you couldn't have taken the guy to a basin, so it doesn't lend itself to be canceled. This is also the same thing. It's a 2-3 month store credit, so therefore he couldn't take you to basin at the end of 3 months. Shemitah was in the middle, so Shemitah can't cancel that. What we're explaining, number one, is what's the scope of a chov? Is the scope of a chov only a loan, or is it any chov? So the Beis Yosef says it's really any chov. So if it's any chov, Shaylor, Mecher, so then why is store credit not Meshaveh? The answer is because this is like considered to be what? This is considered like Eser Shana. And therefore, Shemitah will not cancel. Does everyone remember what I mean by Eser Shana? I do a 10-year loan. Why didn't Shemitah in the middle cancel? Because I couldn't be Tovea the guy. Shemitah can only cancel something that he could have been Tovea from the guy, we said. Okay. This really speaks to the heart and core, and I want you to get this. Why is, if you assume like the first approach, that it's only loans, why loans? Why are loans the only type of code that can be canceled? Why would you say that? Why loans? What do you think? Loans are special. Where else are they special? The Isser of Ribbis. Why is there an Isser of Ribbis only by loans? What's the answer? Because when it comes to loans, it's really not your money. Whoever you loaned it to is really supposed to be his. You're not the buyer of the money Hashem is. And we only say that by loans. Therefore, how dare you charge interest on something that's not yours? And therefore, Shemitah only cancels a loan. Because Hashem wants to highlight the message, and that's what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains in Shmos Pirach HaBeis, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. It really was the ani. You know, the word staka, we always think is what? It's going above that letter of the law. Rav Rimon points out, really staka means nikar adin. Really, it's the ani's money. You're just an instrument to have it before him, but you're giving it to him. You're loaning him the money. And that's why we assume halacha l'maisa is considered to be the din here. That's why Shemitah only cancels loans. This would be the first approach, only loans, because loans are special shlomo. There's an issur of ribbis on loans, and there's an issur and Shemitah cancels loans. Because loans are unique, because we want to highlight the message that it's not yours. It's Hashem's. Whereas something that's a salary, if you work a salary, Shemitah doesn't cancel it. And therefore we assume halacha l'maisa, and that's the din. Okay? So he points out, if you have a monthly salary, according to the Beis Yosef and the Sma, it should be canceled. According to the Bach and the Tumim, it should not be canceled. So I want you to get that. So you know what? That's why I'm going to write up a crucible today myself. Makes sense. Please get this. He said exactly what we just asked. You get a salary on a monthly basis. So there's a monthly basis converted into a loan. So if you hold l'maisa, like this approach, so it could very well be, it's automatic. Let's say it's not converted into a loan. But if you hold like the Beis Yosef, they owe me the money, right? They owe me the money. So therefore it could very well be l'maisa in such a case, even though the Mishnah says, schar sher zein mishamei, but if it's made into a loan, then should be the what? It should be mishamei. According to the Bach and the Tumim, it's not going to be canceled. This is a very interesting chiddush, okay? It's a very interesting chiddush. It's a chov and not a milvah. Or maybe it's a different point that it's not made to be paid to Sof Shemitah. So if you're paid monthly, it could very well be that it's converted into a loan. So maybe it's a good idea to make a principle, it seems. Seems like it's a good idea to make a principle. Okay. Alright. This leads us to the following, okay? What do you say by corporations and banks? Let's let's say the bank owes you money. Will Shmita cancel it, and then you're really off tzuris? What's the shaila about a corporation? The question that really we're asking is, how does the halacha view a corporation? This is a very important nekuda. So Rav Moshe Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe, in Chol Shemish B'chelik Beisim and Tefav, has a stunning chiddush. Rav Yashiv holds the same way, that when it comes to a corporation, there's no issur of ribis. The halacha does not recognize, and the issur of ribis is only individuals. When it comes to a corporation, there is no concept of one of ribis, because the Torah only spoke to individuals. Therefore, when it comes to Shemitah, the Torah also only spoke to individuals. The Torah only canceled laws between individuals. The Torah does not cancel laws between you and a corporation. That's a phenomenal chiddush. Rav Moshe writes, you know, what's the whole point of making a corporation? Why do guys make a corporation? Because there's limited liability. They can't go after you. There's no shibud aguf. When a guy starts a business, why does he do that? Because he doesn't want anyone to go after him personally. So Rav Moshe writes, if there's no shibud aguf, there's no issur of ribis, both the rights and the rabbanon. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal asks on Rav Moshe for many gemaras in public. See, and he says there's an issur of rabbanon still. I remember Rav Shechter told Rav Moshe, he knew everything about that. He said, you mentioned a book in Hilchos Ribis. So I remember Rav Shechter said, when he learned Hilchos Ribis, he didn't know how to answer those kashas on Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on Rav Moshe and says, there's still an issur of rabbanon. But that same theory people rely on regarding Shemitah's Ksav. That is between individuals. The halacha doesn't recognize what? A corporation. What I mean it doesn't recognize it, it's viewed as a separate entity. Now who argues in this? Rav Avadya and the Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak. They claim that a corporation is a bunch of partners. If it's partners, then of course Shemitah's Ksav would apply. Of course Ribbit should apply. Do you know, I remember a chef that told us there are some guys that never will say a bracha on Tfilas Kalim. When you buy a kli from a goy, you have to say a bracha, Tovu Kalim, not a kli. But if you bought it from a corporation, who says there's a requirement Tfilas Kalim? So there's some people that never say a bracha on Tfilas Kalim. It's very interesting. Fascinating. Of course you have to be Tovu it, but who says the chiyuv Tfilah was on a corporation? Right? Interesting. Three areas. Ribbis, Stoffim, and Tfilas Kalim. Very, very interesting, halacha l'maisa. One sec, guys, let me just finish this point, then we'll go to your question, then we'll go to principle. This is very, very germane. I'll tell you where, in a check. Let's say some guy gives me a check, and I don't cash the check before Rosh Hashanah. What do you say? Is that canceled? Oh, that's an amazing, amazing chiddush. It's a very big machlokes nachron. Do you say it's already collected? Do you say a check is like cash? Or do you say no? So you cash it in the bank, it's not collecting. Shemitah would cancel. If you're a lazy guy, you don't cash a check, might blow up in smoke. Very, very interesting. So it's a big, big machloikis in the Achronim on this issue, Lamais. And there are those that are machmir. The Minchas Yitzchak is machmir, and Rav Moshe is mekel. So you have a very big machloikis how you view a check, I'll be did. Many people feel that also there would never be an issur ribis if it's not like a check, your rights. Always lowers it to the rabbanon, many folks can say. Okay? So we have this machloikis regarding this issue, and this is the thing. Isaac, go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, so according to Rav Moshe, if you own a corporation, you may never charge interest on
it. According to Rav Moshe, yes. He has a stunning chiddush. There was a bank in the Chuvas in England. It was owned by Jewish people. So that's a big shiloh of Isaac. How were they able to charge interest? So that's this very big chiddush that if you have no shiva. Now, we strictly speaking, don't try to rely on this. But that's what he had a chiddush. Because there's no, it's limited liability. That's the whole word of incorporating. When you want to start a business, you don't want people to go after you personally. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
So with that same check, that files a person who says, I'm going to cash it next week, then you can't control that.
Well, Yossi, we said, what's the whole reason to have a principle? You can make a tanah, that it shouldn't be mishamet. So if you make a condition, we just said that people might forget to make a tanah, the Rishonim say, and people might zip you being mezalzel and shmita, but theoretically you can make a tanah. In fact, the Rishonim asked, why was still needed a principle? Just make a tanah. So that's the answer that's given. Well, I don't know if that's a tanah, he's just asking you a favor. Of course, that would probably fall into this machlokes. If you held it, and Shemitah would come, what would be the din? Same thing. good now. Let's go to Prusval, okay? Let's go to Prusval. That's, you can't really understand Prusval until you discuss with yourself. But let's go to Prusval now. What is the meaning of the word Prusval? The Gemara asked that, and the Gemara says, on the bottom, I think, what, do you see the Gemara there? I gave the Mar Makoimis, Alam et Vavam et Beis. The bottom. Prusval, what is Prusval? Pros, Boli, Ubuti. It means, pros means a takana, bul means for the rich. It's a takana for the rich that they should lend money to the anim, but the money will remain intact. Okay. Now we had on Thursday the discussion as to whether Prusval works if Shemitah Stuffim was Diraisa. Remember we had that whole discussion with the Gemara, Machlekes Rashi Tais, Machlekes Rambam Raif. Okay. There's something called Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim, where you're a Mavla, you're a lender, and you have Shtaros that people owe you money. And the Gemara says if you give over your Shtaros to Beis Din, it keeps the loan intact, and Shemitah does not cancel it. The Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim, Eino Meshayim, does not cancel it. Oh. So Rashi writes in many places, he says in Exubis, and he says it here in Gittin, Lamed Beisim and Beis Din Ramaskal Mosrani, that a Prusval is the same thing as Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim. It is the same institution. Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim is the Takana of Hillel. Tosfos on Gimel and Beis does not accept this wholeheartedly. Tosfos on Makis and Gimel and Beis says, L'chach nire detre milininu v'amosu Shtaros Lebeisim d'yoraisa enim eshamim. There are two distinct institutions. Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim is d'yoraisa, it's not eshamim. Of course, the Takana of Hillel was a Takana Drobon, so please get that. There's a fundamental Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Is Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim the same thing as Prusval? Rashi says yes. Hey, Meshameh, same thing. Tosfos says no, they're two different things. Both of them are not Meshameh, but Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim is the Araisa. Prusval is only one Drobon. Okay. Now, how do we master Rashi? So Tosfos himself in Gittin here, Lamed Vav Manalef, and the Ramban are masber for Rashi that the Sifri and the Yerushalmi of Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim that was quoted, it's a Sifri, is only an Asmachta, the whole thing is a Din Derabanan. Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim is not the Raisa, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Prusval is the same thing as Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim, they're both the Rabbanan. I mean, Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim comes from a Sifri. Sifri is an Asmachta. Okay, that's one approach. Another approach is the following, says Rav Mimon on his own, a very beautiful pshat, I thought, based on the Taisis. Maybe Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim is D'Oraisa. But the bottom line is, that's a tremendous schlep for Beis Din. That's a big responsibility, right? Especially if you're afraid you're going to lose all the stars. You mean Beis Din now is going to kind of accept every Malchus in the world star that he's owed money? I mean, that's a lot of stars. They need a lot of file cabinets. Right, they didn't have computers in those days. Maybe Beis Din didn't want to have that tirzah. And therefore, Hillel went ahead and said, you know what? I'll tell you what to do. Hillel turned it around the opposite, and he was mefarsim atakana, and he said, you know what? It's very, very interesting. Beis Din didn't want to accept the stars. Right? They wanted, what? Let me ask you a question. Why do you think Beis Din didn't want to accept the stars? Number one, it's a tirzah, but number two, what did they really want them to do? What did they want the Malvus really to do? Cancel the loan. It wasn't just because they didn't have enough file cabinets. They wanted them to cancel the loan. But Hillel saw the bottom line is that people weren't doing it. Hillel saw they weren't doing it, so he was mefarsim the takana that they should give over the stars to Beis Din and stop what preventing themselves from lending money. I want you to get this shot. Okay, enough of all. Rav Rimon wants to say Rashi holds that it's the same institution. The whole point is that Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim wasn't getting done. Number one, it would be a big turn for Beis Din, but number two, Beis Din didn't want to take stars. They wanted the Malva to cancel the loan. So Hillel saw that that wasn't happening. People stopped lending money. They might stopped lending money. So Hillel said, you know what, I don't want this. So therefore he said, you know what, let's publicize, give over your stars to Beis Din, and in that vein, you'll keep your loan intact, and the lending of money will continue. But it comes out, according to this approach, that it's the same thing. It's just that Prusval was like a proclamation to get Mesiris Shtaros Lebeisim done. But originally, it wasn't getting done, because Lamaisa, Bankston didn't want to accept it because Bankston wanted the guys to cancel the loans. But you know what happened? They stopped lending money. So Hillel says, we can't do this anymore. So what Hillel said, does a lot like if you've been following a little bit in Wall Street, I don't understand any of this stuff, but last week for a lot of the guys in the shuls, it was a very difficult week. Some of the guys were very depressed. They lost a lot of money. Mamish. But the Treasury Secretary, you know, is trying to save the whole system. You know, and it's not even clear what kind of plan he's even proposed. But as long as he said there's a plan, it saved everything. But it could have been catastrophic. Mamish, catastrophic. The whole system. But the whole system might have gone up in smoke. But the bottom line is that the same thing, Hillel was very concerned. I mean, guys stopped lending money. They stopped lending money to their need. Bankston said, you know what, we want you to cancel the loans. Yeah, you know what, you want to start canceling? Well, stop lending money. So Hillel said, forget about this, give us the Staros. And therefore, Prisma really was the same thing as Monsieur Staros, basically, according to Rashi. That's the approach. So we're saying two pshat and Rashi. Either that the whole thing is derabanan, or number two, the two approaches, it's really the same thing. Just Hillel changed the public policy that they needed to rein in Monsieur Staros because it wasn't getting done. Okay. Nonetheless, though, let's go with Tosus' approach, which is the standard approach, that these are two distinct things. Monsieur Staros is a diraisa. Principle was a takana Hillel and derabanan. What is... If that is the standard approach, which it is, Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, it's incumbent upon us to ask ourselves, what did Hillel add by creating a principle? What did he add? So this is very interesting. Number one is the Balatrumis writes that through a principle, there is no requirement to actually physically give the star to a Bezdin. It's enough to what? Make a proclamation. Okay, in a principle, ain't a Moshe Staros Atzman LeBezdin. I'm sorry. In other words, principle is a proclamation that you did it. Principle is a proclamation that you gave over your Staros to LeBezdin. That's what Rabbeinu Kresker says in the Ron and the Meiri. That's one approach. So again, Monsieur Staros is the Raisa. Principle is the Rabbanan, according to Tosfos Rov Rishonim. So but what was principle add? All principle added was a proclamation that you did it. Okay. Second approach is much more mechudish, but at the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayis in Shvi'is Pirkei Gimel Mishnah Daled, fascinating. He explains that principle was not a proclamation, but it's a proclamation that you want to collect your loan. You don't want it to go up in smoke. That is the, and what is the svara of the principle? The svara of the principle is that a chov is only shaykh to someone private. But if it is considered to be a chov that based in, right? If you assume that what? And that's the chiddush l'maisa. What's the logic of, what's the svara of the principle? So the svara of the principle is that in essence, what this means is that you want to collect it. You're voicing your opinion that you want it to be collected. But it's considered to be already collected by based in. That's what the principle accomplishes. This is what the Ritva writes in Marcus. The Ritva writes in Marcus that what Hillel did is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be when you give over your star to Bezdin, it's like it's already been collected. And a principle is that you don't necessarily have to give over the star to a Bezdin. It's just a proclamation. You want it to be collected. So we view it conceptually as if it's already been collected or started to be collected. And therefore what? Therefore, the halacha is that it's not going to be canceled. Because you're involving Bezdin. It's involving Bezdin. So as it's involving Bezdin, it's like it's already been collected or like Bezdin already collected it. So it can't be canceled. You follow what I'm saying? So that's what the Ritva writes about. So to summarize, there are three sheetahs. Okay? To summarize, there are three sheetahs. According to Rashi, Lemaisa, Prusbul, Mashir, Staros, LeBezdin are what? Are the same thing. Right? That's number one sheet. Then we had two Hesberim in it. Either they're both the Rabbanan or it was just a public policy change. Second sheet is the sheet of the Baal Truma said, what is a principle? It's an announcement that you gave over your Star LeBezdin. And the third sheet is that it's an announcement on your will to collect it, and that's already been begun by giving it over to LeBezdin. Okay? And therefore, Lemaisa, what we assume is that we don't necessarily give over our star, right? If a mob has a document saying he's owed $1 million, he doesn't give it over to Basin. What do? We just notify it. And how do we notify it? We notify the Basin by giving them a one, giving them a prusable. Okay? And if you have multiple people that owe you money, you only have to write up one prusable. If you made out 10 loans, you don't have to make 10 prusables. And you don't have to identify the loan in the prusable. You don't. People are more concerned about privacy. You don't have to write the loan. We're going to see the loan, and he has to have karka. Please get that. You don't need distinct mock prusables. You don't have to mention the lawyer by name, but the loan has to have karka. You as the lender has to know the loan has karka to write up a prusable. Okay? So that's a very important thing. So we don't give over to start a basin. We write one prusable, and that covers all the phobos. You don't even have to elucidate that Mr. X borrowed $100,000, Mr. Y borrowed $200,000. You don't even have to elucidate that. Okay. All right. Now, as we said, the prusable should be written, we paskin, not like the Rosh, not last year. It should be written this year. And there's a very big machlokes between the Bach and the Rishash. I want you to get this. By a stam halvah. Let's say I lend the guy $100. Okay? Let's say I lend the guy $100. And stam halvah is how many days? 30. We didn't come as much. 30 days could be after Rosh Hashanah. Do you say that Shemitah cancels a stam halvah? Do we say that Shemitah cancels a stam halvah? So if you hold that it's considered to be automatic 30 days, then what do you tell? What would you say? Now, what would you say? It's not canceled like a 10-year loan because I couldn't collect it until the end of the 30 days, right? Exactly like you're saying, though. So therefore, it doesn't lend itself to be canceled, right? Because I couldn't be tovei until after Rosh Hashanah anyway. You can only, Shemitah only cancel a loan you could have collected. The other sheet that says no, that stam halvah shel yom Shemitah does cancel. So machloek is the Rishash and the Bach. The Bach holds that even though it's paid after Shemitah Yitzi, it's not canceled. That's what he writes, because it's like a 10-year loan. I'm sorry, no, stam halvah the Bach says is canceled, and the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch argue. And they say even the stam halvah is not canceled. So I flipped the sheetahs. Okay? So it's a machloekis. Okay? There's a stam halvah shloshim yom like a din. The Mishnah Berurah says like a din. It's like it's like a 10-year loan. It's nothing till 30 days. Or you say no. That's just the impression that you get 30 days. Okay? But Lamaisa, Shemitah would cancel in the middle. It's a very interesting machloekis. Now I want you to get this. I think we should all do this halacha Lamaisa. We should all lend our friends $1 before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, and say Neshamerani. So we can fulfill the mitzvah, Shemitah stuff. We should do it. Lend our friends $1 and say Neshamerani. You owe me $1. You want to do $1, 50 cents, whatever you want to do. Okay? But we can fulfill the mitzvah of Neshamerani. Okay. Well, let's continue. Now we need a basin. Okay? Let's run, okay? Because I want to finish off. I got to run soon. What is the thing? You need a basin. Okay? Very important. The Gemara, I hope you saw on Lamed Vav Beis, talks about the need to have a basin. Okay. The Rosh quotes a Rabbeinu Tam here again in the fourth parak in Siman Yud Gimel. He claims you cannot write a prusbul bisman hazeh. Please get this. Okay? The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam here in Siman Yud Gimel that nowadays we cannot write a prusbul kemen she'ein b'dorenu chachachamim k'mo sh'ayu b'zman ha'gemara. The Miri writes the same thing. It's better not to do a prusbul. Like Yossi said, it's better to make a tanag that the loan will return the money after Shemitah. So they are very against, believe it or not, for a bit of time, the Miri said, don't make it. You need chachamim of a high level. The Ramban argues, and the Rosh and the Rosh say, no way. They say, you can write a prusbul any based. The halacha is not like Shmuel. Shmuel was the one who said that he would have gotten rid of the notion of writing a prusbul. He had the power, he said he would have gotten rid of it. The other Amoraim argued that if they had the power, they would have kept it. That's the Gemara I wanted you to see on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And it's so clear from the Gemara that a prusbul is not a hard thing to write up, right? What's the proof that a prusbul is not a hard thing to write up? What's it then? Is a guy believed to say he lost his prusbul? Amalva. Is he believed to say he lost his prusbul? Yes. Why is he believed? Because it's so easy to make a prusbul. Why would a guy not do it? Lo shavik heter bachli surah. I mean, it's so easy. Why would a guy not do it? The guy says he lost it. We believe him. So it's not such a hard thing. We assume, like the other Rishonim, that any based, of course, they should be Talmid Chachamim, should write up a what? Should write up a principle. And they can. And in fact, Rabbi Natan was Chozerbal. And he changed his mind and he said, you know what? He says, the basin of that era can, in fact, write up a what? Write up a principle. Just make sure they're not Hedyotos. And the Rambam, Lamaisa, writes in Perek Tes Halacha Yitzayin, you get the impression from the Rambam that he says no. He passes like Shmuel that a based in this day and age cannot write up a principle. And in the Shulchan Aruch says, not like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says you just have to have Talmid Chacham that know the dinim of Shemitah. And the Ramah writes, he says any based in this fine. He says, because Shemitah itself in many ways the Rabbanan. So both the Mechaber Ramah allow a based in, the Ramah is even more makel, they don't have to be so big Talmid Chacham, he writes Ladin. Now the question is, do you need the Dayanim to be, do you need to be in the presence of the Dayanim? Oh. So the Mishnah says, in Shvi's, in Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, La Dayanim Chosim Lamata O Ha'edim. And the Yushalmi in Perek Yud Olach HaBeis writes, Tana, Dafi Lehem Baromi. Even if they're in Rome. Who? What? What's in Rome? So the Mordechai says here in Gittin Simon Shinpei, that the Prusbul does not need to be written in the presence of Bezin. Even if the Dayanim in Rome, and you're not in Rome, the Prusbul can still be written up. And the Ran says no. It's referring to the documents, the Shtaros of the mouth of the lender. Those are in Rome, but you need to be in the presence of Bezin. Okay? That's what the Ran and the Rashba write. So it's very interesting. Could be the Ran and the Rashba just arguing on the Pshat in the Gemara. Maybe they would agree you don't necessarily need the presence of the Dayanim. Lahaloche in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samachzayin Tzivchof Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins like the Mordechai, you do not need the presence of Dayanim. The Ramah agrees. The only thing is what's better? You see, there are two types of principles. You can have Dayanim, or you can write it with Edim on the bottom. So what's better? Is it better to have expert Dayanim, but not doing it in their presence? Or is it better to do it in the presence of lesser Talmidei Chacham? Which one do you think is better? You follow the two approaches? Is it better to have big Talmidei Chacham not in their presence, or to have lesser Talmidei Chacham but be in their presence? So it's clear according to the Shulchan Aruch you should have more expert Talmidei Chacham, even if they're not in the presence when it's written up. And the Ramah, it's not so clear, you could go either way. I'll tell you what Rav Lichtenstein did. He made a mix. Again, you can have a principle of what? Dayanim. Of three Dayanim. And then you can have a principle of two Eidim. And then the two Eidim have to send it to another basin. Right? There's a principle of Eidim. There's a principle of Dayanim. Let me, you know what? Let me pass it around for everyone to take a look at. Okay, the principle that we're going to have in Shul. There's Hashem today. Here's the Prusbul Bifnei Dayanim. Here's the Prusbul Bifnei Eidim. But the Prusbul Bifnei Eidim, Lamaisa, you know what? I'm going to read it and then everyone can take a look at it afterwards. Okay? You can take a look, give it to me tomorrow. Okay? I'll read it, the Nusach. Okay? But Rav Lichtenstein had a very interesting solution. Not solution, but he said like this. He would do a Prusbul with the names of the three big Talmidei Chachamim, which were not in the presence. But instead of writing to Eidim, guess what he would do? Guess what he does? Again, in the text of the principle, he would write three big Talmidei Chachamim. Okay? He would write three big Talmidei Chachamim in the text of these are the Dayanim, as it says here. It says, in the presence of three, Mr. X has come in front of us, and he said, I have given over, he has to verbalize, I have given over all my documents in front of the three Dayanim. So it looks like we're putting the three Dayanim that are not there, and in the place where the Adam sign, he would combine both of these together. One of them is Dayanim, one of them is Adam. Star Puspo front of Dayanim, Star Puspo front of Adam. But he would write three Adam, not two, three, to try to fulfill everything. You follow me? To get in, having the biggest Talmidei Chacham, granted they're not in your presence, but also getting also the din of having it in the presence. So it's like he was utilizing two basins. You follow me? That's what Rav Lichtenstein did. Okay, isn't that very, very interesting? Now, in the notes, Rebbe Yoshev also said this was good. So Rebbe Lichtenstein was very happy that Rebbe Yoshev had the same thought. But Rav Duchovsky Shlita didn't like this, because he says, make up your mind. Which Beis Din are you going with? He says, you cannot have a mix of Bate Dinim, and he says the whole thing is bad. You follow me? Maybe there's not even a Beis Din. Because, I mean, which one are you using? So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that this could be problematic. Could be. Okay. But nonetheless, what degree of seriousness do we take this Beis Din? What do I mean to say by that? Of course it's serious. But are they mamish like babe? Can it be done at night? Can they be kroken? Oh. The poskim are making that the dayanim can be related to each other, but they should not be related to the malvin. However, in Shlomo Zalman's prusbul, we do find Lamaisa that in fact he was what? Related to his the malvin. So obviously he held that it was okay. He writes halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so that's interesting. We would do it Belilah, but our minig is not to do it Belilah. We try to make it serious. You sit down, they should wear hats to the Dayanan, and we have the Malva fill out the Prusbul and say, I have such and such. You don't even have to mention the loaf, as I said. You can put all one thing, you don't mention the name, but you must make sure of the following, that the loaf has land. Let's get this. Okay? The Gemara writes in Gittin, Lamed Zayinam and Aleph, that you only write a prusbul if the lova has land. What's the reason for this? This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. Tosu says because it's shlosh shchiach. Takana of prusbul, a takana is only in a common situation. A lova has no land, that's uncommon. Most people have lands. And therefore, the takana of prusbul doesn't get off the ground. That's one approach. The Ran's approach, b'shem the Rosh, is that it's considered to be collected already. If the lova has land, there's no isra of lo yigos. It's like it's already collected. I could take the lova's land. Ritva says like this in Makkah. It's very, very important. I want you to get this. So when the guys pull out the prusbuls, I must ask them, do you know if the borrower has land? Even if he's renting land, that's acceptable. Even renting land is acceptable. And most people have some arba'amos of karka, it seems, that at least they're renting. No? Where do people live unless they're homeless? Yes, mortgage, you own the house, the title's in your name. But let's say you rent an apartment, renting's fine, no problem. Someone was asking me about the fellows, the guys here. What if you have a locker? Do you rent the locker? The mice, I don't know. But you rent the room. You rent the room, that's karka. What do you have to come on the lockers for? No, you rent the room. What about Dalin, Amos, and Eretz Yisrael? Every Jew with Dalin, the Tricious is not acceptable. So you might as well have to have karka. The only problem is your room, though, is if are you paying for it yourself? Probably your parents are paying for it. So I don't know, if you made a loan yourself, probably your room wouldn't work. So someone was asking, maybe the lockers? Do you rent the lockers? That's part of your tuition, unless you paid your own money. Maybe you paid your own money for the locker, that would be considered to be carpet. But that's the one thing that you have to worry about. Now, how do you do that practically? Let's say one of the guys in shul does a principal with us. He says, I left a loan, let's say a few $100,000. I know he has no land. He doesn't rent. I don't know if he was a young guy. He didn't have he was living, his parents were supporting him. What do you do? So, we have to mock the hidden land. The Malva has land. So the Beis Din serves as representatives of who? Of the Lova. What we do is, you take a Kenyan suit or a handkerchief, and what do? You give the Malva the handkerchief, in return he swaps back to us conceptually a small piece of land. Just like the Rav in Sadar Kedusha represents the Kala, when the Chosin does the Kinyan for the Ksuba, he's beside himself, so do Zachar Shlomo, we represent the Lova. Now what's the Kashi you should ask? What kind of Zachar Shlomo fun of? This is not Zachar Shlomo, you're messing up the Lova. The Lova wants it to go out and smoke. You're keeping it alive. It's a great Kashi. The Ran has that Kashi. Please get that cash. That's something other Shlomo fun of. How's basins? How's that something else? You're messing up the loan. The loan wants it to go up and smoke. You follow me? We're being Mizaka him in Karka. That's a swiss. So one answer is that's part of the Takanah Prusbul. That's it. I mean, we do it and that's it, even though it's not a sus. The other answer, says Rabbi Yaakov, very fascinating. You better believe it's a sus. Because if you don't allow this, he's not going to be getting any more loans in general. So, you know, Akhareki Klosa Kol, public policy is in his interest. It is a sus. That answered the kasha quite well. Okay. In fact, he points out here that Rav Lichtenstein used to write a special nusach for a lover that needed to get karka, and another nusach for a regular case where he already had karka. But we generally don't do that. We just make the kinyan. We don't record the kinyan in the prusbul. But we have to ask the guy, does the lover have karka? And I guess if he doesn't know, you should do it just in case. Okay, let's just close. I'm sorry about the din of women. Women are chayiv in Shemitah Ksofim. It's very interesting. Why are they chayiv? They're chayiv in lavs, of course. Lo yigos. Are they chayiv in an essay? It's a mitzvah seshes b'zman grova. Why are they chayiv in this mitzvah? It's once every 7 years. What's the answer? Rabbi Kiveger has a famous tshuva. Any mitzvah seshes that shev al pasiv. What's shev al pasiv? Be passive. Be passive. You fulfill the mitzvah, right? Don't collect. The woman lends someone money. Don't collect. You fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvah says you should find Romans one through on the mitzvah's kiyumis, where it's action oriented. If it's passive, also they're mechuyev. Okay. It's interesting. What happens if a wife lent out money? Does the prusbul husband work for her or not? What do you say? So she could appoint the baal as a shliach. Okay. And write up. He could write up a prusbul. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you don't need a minui of shlichus, and the Baal could just write up the prusbul on his own, midin schiyah. It's interesting though, but if she had her own assets, her own bank account, then she should make her own prusbul. If she lent the money out of her own bank account, she should require her own prusbul. And as I said, we know the nusuch, as I said here, Lamaisa, and it's very important that it's fulfilled properly, and the din is that we fill that mitzvah, but we should keep in mind we should all lend our friends a dollar and say the shamanic. Okay, we'll stop here. I got to run. I'm sorry we had to end early. And we should only have simples. And so tomorrow, 10 to 11, okay? 10 to 11 we'll have shir. Okay. Very good.